Jeepers Creepers.
Nice.
I like that track.
Hey, it's Gunner at Steel City Music, and I'm your host, Gunner. It's funny, I programmed the thing. I put it in my multi-track, and I was listening to it. And that was Daniel Duval with the track Subway Walk. And I don't know, man. It's just very infectious for me. I found it on Steel City Music Instagram account. And I encourage you, SCM Graham, give us a follow if you're a band. And tag me. Tag Steel City Music in your music, like in where you're playing, and I'll talk about it, and I'll play one of your tracks, that sort of thing. Just give us a follow. So with that being said, I went through my, just to see how many people are following the account. So I'm up to like 1,823. That's not bad. I guess. I don't know. I'm following 4,600 different people. But that's all like music, art, culture, that sort of thing. It's not all music, because I like to help promote everybody, businesses, you know, all the fun stuff. So if you want to find out more from Daniel Duval, the track's called Subway Walk, and go to Steel City Music Graham, SCM Graham. Give us a follow, go through the followers, and find some new and interesting music. So I thought in this hour of the show, that's what I'll spin. I'll just spin a bunch of stuff from the Instagram account. So there you go. So who else did we find here? An artist by the name of Mustafa out of Toronto, Ontario. The track's called Staying Alive. Very heavy on the lyrics, man. It's a real thinker. When I heard it, I just went, oh, this is a really cool track. So we're going to spin that for you. Also, another really cool artist that's given us a follow, Jeremy Voltz. And he has a track called Like the Very First Time. So we'll give that one a spin. Okay. How you doing, man? You good? You feeling good about today? Got everything you need to get done? Huh? I know I have. I've been like rushing through everything the last little while just to get things started up. Because as I record this, we have Thanksgiving on the way. And because we had the 18 months of pandemic, if not longer, we haven't really had anyone over at our house, just like everyone else, like a big social gathering of people. So we contacted the families, like the members that were up for it. And we said, hey, you know, are you double vaxxed? If you're double vaxxed and you feel comfortable, come on over to the house. We're going to have a little Thanksgiving dinner. It's our, you know, so long as you're all, you know, on the up and up. But, you know, family members, right? As much as, like, I say things like this, I think I would actually lie. I'd be like, no, I didn't actually get any of the vaccine, which is total crap because I got both my shots right away. Just because it's not that I don't want to see everybody. To me, when you sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, I want to eat, you know? And if you have a bunch of people, it's always the same thing. It's like you sit down and you look at everybody and everyone's like, oh, yeah, all the food's great. And so-and-so made this and I made that, and blah, 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 which is great. You know, wonderful. And they sit down to eat. And what's the first thing you do? You start passing the food in front of you to someone else and you look at everybody and they're all like watching you. If that's the food that they want, did you take too much of it? Did you take two scoops of that? Seriously, dude? Why are you taking all of that? Why? You know, and then they don't take a scoop of something else. And you're like, oh, I see. You're doubling up on that. And you're taking less of that to make yourself not look like you're a little piggy. You know, when you are a little piggy, you took two or three scoops of that. It's like, oh, I see. And then by the time it gets to me, I get all worked up and I'm like, oh, I got to eat more of this. And everyone looks at me and goes, oh my God, would you look at the baby beluga at the end of the table? He's so frantic. That's what it is. It's just, I get a little frantic. I get a little frantic at big meals. I try to be polite about the whole thing. You know, but I'll tell you what else bugs me. So when I see people take a lot of food and they take a bite of each thing, and they go, oh, pff, I'm full. It's like, really? You're full? Look at all that food on your plate. Look at all the food on your plate and you're full. You took what everyone else wanted. You took a bite of each and you sat down and you just, and that was it. Really? Really? That's awesome. Sweet. Oh, and you justified this by bringing a salad to my house. Aha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. Because that's what it's all about, folks. Friendship, family, being thankful for people in your lives who take all the really good food. Like I said, Jeremy Volt's on the way. I'm going to catch heat for this. Mustafa right now, Borza, Games on Steel City Music.
Why do you play these games? Why do you drag these games? They lead to nowhere. They lead to nowhere. Can we end these ways? And put an end to these plays? They lead to nowhere.
Dishes like you move into LA, and I think of you always, but in this room with you where there's nothing left to say, I know it's over now, I know it's over now. Turn back in the doorway. Yeah, something made you stop. Give me one last look goodbye. And in your eyes I saw it. It wasn't all just heartache. There's some good we'll leave behind. I know it's over now. I know it's over now.
Track. You listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and that was Mustafa, Stay Alive. And you also heard, kicking off that set of music, Jeremy Voltz with Like the Very First Time, and Borza kicking things off with the track Games. These are all artists that I found on my Steel City Music Instagram, the SCMgram. So if you want to give us a follow and you're a band or a visual artist, a written artist, if you enjoy putting on shows, if you're a DJ, any of those things, if you're a business that's looking for a shout out in this pandemic times, whatever it is, charity, give us a follow and tag me in all your stuff at SCM Graham, and I'll try to give you a shout out or spin a track, that sort of thing, or we could even set up an interview, that sort of thing. So there you go. In this next set, three artists, of course, that I found on the SCM Graham. Sunshine and the Blue Moon, which I was pretty really happy to find come across, because they also debuted their video on Indie 88, and I thought that was super cool of Indie 88 to put their video up on the radio station's website and give them that little extra push, that little extra thing that everyone needs, you know. So I thought that was nice of them. Also, a remix track from Adam Hamilton, the Crowleys. They did a remix of So Far, And there's a band that I keep, every time I go and talk to Will Pell or something over the last 6 months, Dan Roos and I cannot connect on interviewing the Crowleys. I don't know what it is. Possibly my fault, because I'm getting a lot of stupidness with my email account in regards to the website at Steel City Music. So I guess a big announcement has to come soon about this stupid website of mine. We're going to have to change it. We're going to have to fix a few things. So yeah, we're going to spin the track So Far from the Crowleys remix. And also this next artist, Myla, who in my feed I see quite a bit, putting out a lot of content. And it's a really good track. I enjoyed it. So why don't we give that one a spin? Some Crowleys. We'll also spin some Sunshine and Blue Moon. But starting things off, Myla with the track. Now, if I could just read my own stuff. Come Over, Myla. Steel City Music.
Going over all the ways you could choose me, but I don't wanna have to lie. You're not making it easy to shut this door and let me cry. This night for you and I.
Still run back at me, you know the You're listening to Steel City Music.
And of course, I am your host, Gunner. All right. This last set of music in this last half of this episode. We've been featuring music throughout the whole thing, actually, from the SCM Gram on Instagram. Something I've been toying with for a while now. Because I get people sending me stuff through the website, which is just awful right now because they're running into some technical things. So I've got to redo the website and relaunch it and all the other nonsense. So I'm in the midst of doing that. And Facebook is just like, I don't know, man. You know, I'm not getting the same love from Facebook as far as finding new music. I post like in all these different music groups and like people read it. And then they'll send me in something that they recorded on their phone. I'm like, really, dude? Is this what we're doing? But people have been following on SCM Gram, and they find out that Steel City Music has aired on a couple radio stations, and I share all the content with everyone. I try to help to promote as many people as possible on what's going on, whether it be, you know, books, movies, art, everything. So culture, all the other fun stuff, charities, you know, even businesses, that sort of stuff. So I try to share as much content as possible in regards to those things, not cat videos. There's nothing wrong with cat videos. I love them, especially dogs with kittens. But, you know, come on. There's only so much that we can look at in the cuteness overload. So rounding out this hour of artists that are following SCM Gram, they're all different genres of music. So we're going to spin some John Stancer, Hot Kid, Electric Religious, Colleen Brown, Bad Western, which I was kind of digging there. And there you go. And kicking things off, let's do the Brandy Alexander's Ceiling Fan on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
could spill on myself or maybe somebody else.
The book itself is incredibly confessional and incredibly private. And I wondered what the impetus was for deciding to write that confessionally about things that you never had an obligation to tell anybody.
And yet, at the same time, I meet so many people that tell me their personal stories because of my music. And I have been lucky enough to hear from fans that really have carried me through some of the darkest times of their life and used me as like a friend or a comfort or some kind of sense of that I'm there for them. My music is there for them. And then I speak in a way to the things that they can't speak about. And I think I've always carried that with me from the very beginning as a sense of obligation, that people come to me looking for some kind of sense of not being alone, or that they are seen or heard or felt. And music has been that way for me as well, like my favorite artists. So I think that I've always had a sense, ever since I put out Exile in Guyville, that people were looking to me for more than just a great song or a great album. There was something more that they responded to in the way I presented myself and that they needed from me. And I think that in the world, there's too little of it. There's too little of a sense of, you know, we're in this together, and that it's tough to be a human being, and that the plight of humanity is the same at every level. I think that's something that I like to speak about and make art about, just our humanity, our shared humanity, the things that we all have in common.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
This is CIOI 101.5 FM.
The Hawk is on the air.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Ready, command to internal.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Major Tom, this is ground control. We've done some check-in on that David Bowie you asked us about. It seems he's quite a rock and roll star. Possibly the greatest fresh talent to hit the scene since the Beatles. Melody Maker magazine's poll awarded him many top awards for 1973. Also found that his albums have met overwhelming success. We've learned that these albums, Space Oddity, Hunky Dory, Ziggy Stardust, Glad Insane, and his newest album, Pinups, are available at Disc Records for $3.89 or any three for $10. That's David Bowie at Disc Records, Town East, Six Flags, and Valley View. You hear me, Major Tom? You hear me? You hear me? Do you hear me?
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Today on the program, trade talks continue here in New York City, but it doesn't disturb his productivity on the field.
For your epitaph, niggas laugh, chicks that he gas your ass, siphoning out your cash, seeing the door then flash while I stay in clothes, walking out in my clothes, she said. Motherfucking ride, wanting this shit every night. Finish up and hold it tight. Wearing feelings on my sleeve, even when I have to leave. Cooler than the evening breeze, do you believe? The Division One leader in the rebound, maneuvering shorties off the post, going coast to coast. She on the hardwood, sub him out the game. She saying, nah, he good, I mean. For no amount of dough, franchise this man. Give him all the things you can. Think long term plans. He be bringing in the fans, front page magazine. Listen to this lady scream. What's better for her, topping in the back and order, fluid like the running water, nicest nigga kinda sorta, when he screaming just a slaughter, no matter the quarter, I get it. Clubhouse king, batting practice, slugger swing, game time, same thing, when I'm in your bottom minute, holding the bat, as good as fact, she's out the park and coming back, she's saying, every way you sit, you get a good view of the ball, player at all, in the famous hall, inevitably, we'll make a call, hanging memorabilia from your walls, this is why you can't trade me.
When asked about the trade rumors, he simply replied that he's just here to produce and put forth the best effort for his team.
Put your money on a sure thing. Certain profits would it bring. Ceremonies of the ringer in the White House wing. Clear your mantle, the trophies I bring. Do you want to trade? Cause in the end, it's a teammate you're looking for. Back shoot and go to ball. Leaves it all on the floor. Always looking to score. Kept us in the locker room. This is why you sing a song. And injuries can make me sit out. I go till you get out. Hook off, no get out. An all night get out. I train for the pressure and come out fresher. Equipped for the game, you know my name, it makes me better. A cheer for the whole team, let's go for the whole thing. The balance that you're holding, MVP voting. And I represent the sentiment you're emoting, as you say. The physical ability with mental capability legitimately places me inside of your vicinity. And I ain't really seeing me vacating this community, I'm staying in. I'm glad that you feel this way. Here's where I like to play. Need to hear it every day. They cheer for me, say ole. Wait a minute, underlay? I don't know what anyway.
There was a lot of talk. There was a buzz, and your name came up in the trade rumors.
How seriously did you take that?
Not serious at all, really.
You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music in this hour. Yeah, we're going to spin some new hip-hop, some old hip-hop, some R&B, a little jazzy feel to certain things. You know, just in the mood for that. And of course, full disclosure, this is a pre-recorded show, and it's raining today, so that might have something to do with it. I'm not sure. I'm in this, like, it's a Sunday right now. I got the coffee going. I'm doing, like, all those little wonderful things that you do on a Sunday. And for me, I really enjoy, you know, doing the pre-recorded show here. Get a little downtime. But that dog, I got a beautiful little